to the Fitz Life Unfiltered podcast with Kim and Jamie Fitzpatrick, former employees turned successful online entrepreneurs, speakers, parents, and couple. Thank you for tuning in. We know your time is valuable, and their goal is to help you live abundantly, provide value and tips on achieving physical, mental, spiritual, and financial wealth while navigating this crazy-ass thing we call life. Are you ready? Let's go!
Welcome back to the Fitz Life Unfiltered with Kim Fitzpatrick and Jamie Fitzpatrick.
The podcast with the worst intros by the hosts ever.
Welcome to our podcast. Oh my gosh, we are back. We are excited. We've got some juicy content for you today. We are going to bring it in hot, but first, as we always do.
Juicy and hot.
That's how we like to bring it, people. We always do. We're going to read some reviews. We appreciate your reviews so much. I don't even think you understand. They are the what really bumps us out in the podcast world and gets us known and gets us seen and gets our show played and ranked. So we really appreciate that. I'm going to give out some of our new collection. We have a spring collection dropping with Legacy by Kim, our headbands. They are the cutest things ever. In fact, I know the person that gave me this review, so I'm going to pick the one that I think is going to be perfect for her and her beautiful hair.
You know this reviewer.
Oh my God, I love her. So this is like made me want to cry. Megan, I love you. So the first review I want to share is by Megan Marshall. Five star, watching Kim grow into the best version of herself. I love watching my college roommate grow into the best version of herself. I always knew you were meant for something big and to help others.
Were you living with Meg when we met?
Yes.
Right?
No.
Yeah?
No.
You weren't living in that house?
No, not with Meg, with Christy, my sister.
No. Remember I picked you up
Lauren.
The first...
That was Lauren. Lauren and Jamie.
Oh, right. Yeah. You remember where I picked you up though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
On Chisholm.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Your dad's Beamer.
Yes.
I thought he was rich, guys. I was the best. We should tell this story.
No, I was
okay,
not.
So Megan, no, but then we should tell the story. Okay, hold that because I want to tell our first date story. I think that's really cute. So Megan, you're amazing. I have the most beautiful yellow headband for you. Maybe you might like green actually. Okay. I'll ask you which color. I'll save it for you. Just appreciate that so much. And then the next one is going to Danny Shaw, 333. Five star, love this podcast so much. Kim and Jamie, I absolutely love your podcast. You both really bring up such great topics and I notice myself starting to feel good after listening. I hope you start making more because you both keep me motivated in life each week. Thank you both. Yeah, this ass is going to stop traveling so that I can bring you. My goal's two podcasts a week. Like we're on it. And we're pretty excited. We've got, we're going to really try and bring video to life with the podcast. So stay tuned. But
that means we have to look presentable.
You should see what I look like right now. I look like a hobo.
I can see you.
I literally look like a hobo. And that's the different thing. So that's really nice of you. Good. I look like death. Okay. But here's what I wanted to share about this. So Jamie, get this. We're going to talk about our first date. So first of all, I had been in love with this guy for what feels like 4 months. Like he made my heart pitter patter. Like I was like, every time I saw him, I remember one time I would see him everywhere.
What sound was that?
It was like, like stop. It was like I was scared. Like, oh my God, I can't see him. I was like embarrassed, nervous.
So you tell this story sometimes at parties and dinner and it's a little embarrassing because you're always like, oh, he's so hot.
Just
and like,
stop being so embarrassed. Take ownership of that. Be like, fuck yeah, I'm hot.
What are you embarrassed?
That is your problem.
That's a you thing. Yeah, that'd be the oddest thing to say on a podcast.
That's a you thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Stop pointing at me.
You're going to have to work on your insecurity of me telling you you're hot. You never believe when I say you're hot. So there we go. That's a you thing. You must need some more self-confidence.
She's got her fingers pointed in my face. No, she's snorting.
Okay. Can I tell my story?
You may, ma'am.
Because I want to edify my husband and there's nothing wrong with that. So maybe you should just accept it and receive it.
Talk about your hottie. Go ahead.
Maybe you should receive it. And that's a lesson for all of us. Don't get embarrassed. That's your own shit when you're embarrassed that I'm talking about how hot you are. That's how I feel. And I think it's fair to say that. So to be continued, I was so thinking he was the hottest thing. And I would see this guy everywhere. And I was like, oh my God. I thought he was married for sure. Because he was older, definitely older. And... there, does that make you feel better? That's a fact. And he was always wearing these little cute shirts. And I was like, oh my God. And I, one time I was running and I looked like a mess. So I ran to the other side of the bridge because I didn't want to see you and you were with a group of people. And I thought you were with like
my wife,
your wife. And I was like, oh my God. And I just didn't want to be let down, you know, like thinking, no, he's really with someone. Anyway, so we saw each other. I served him beer at the rink. I used to like change my table to be able to see him.
Didn't that you say that?
Did
you
did, really? I'm not, yes, I'm with not, Tara. Oh,
slow down.
I can tell you.
I'm not arguing with you, by
Steph
the way.
Steph Tiknovich.
The texter
always switched my, she was the best. Like,
so
she
you
knew.
Would literally say, and I'm not just sweat. I'm not just pumping my own tires. I'm curious if that actually happened. Like, you'd be like, let's switch tables.
I literally said, Tara, you're switching tables with me. My boyfriend's coming up. And I would be sweating and I wouldn't talk
to you.
How'd
you know I was coming up? Because it was Thursday night?
Because it was Thursday night and your name, team name was there.
Okay. Oh, you would, I see. You would do little research.
And you tipped me so well. I was like, you must be rich. That's why I thought you were so rich. I was like, oh my God. Anyway, I still get giddy. It's so funny. Still get giddy, and I love that. I think that's cool and amazing. And
so, if you switch tables all the time, how come you never talk to me?
Because I was so scared, and I had a rule that I wasn't going to talk to any of the hockey players. You know?
Yeah, you would switch tables.
Yeah, but okay. I did because I wanted to be near you, but I didn't want to talk to you because I didn't want to give off bad. You know, you're a waitress. I was a little embarrassed. I was a waitress, actually. You know what I mean? That's sad. Okay. See, that's something I need to work on.
Yeah.
Because that's not a bad thing. I loved waitressing. It was fine.
You make great money.
I did make great money, but I felt a little bit beneath, whereas I was working at the seniors home and I thought that was maybe more of an acceptable, I'm air quoting because I loved waitressing and bartending. It was an amazing role for me.
You're speaking truthfully about in that time how you felt.
Yeah.
About where you were. And also, you know, I was a business owner.
Yes.
So you assumed that.
Yeah. I was like, oh God, there's more to me than, sure. There's more to me. I'm not, again, there's nothing wrong with being a waitress, but I felt there was more to me than that.
Yes.
You weren't going to know who that was in a one offside conversation, but you saw me, Mike saw me pushing Betty and going into Sunrise. So you knew I worked in and around Sunrise or I was around Sunrise. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I loved that. And our first date, you pulled up. I remember, oh my gosh, remember? Okay, so this is cute too. So Jamie's on a blind date. Came in. I somehow got my Thursday night shift off. Jamie had broken his nose. Jamie was on a blind date. I was there with my best friends and my sister. Tiff was there that night. She met you. We hung out all night. She was so drunk. It was so cute. Christine, Lacey, my bestie, and I, we were in the men's bathroom because the women's bathroom was full. And I was like, oh my God, I love him. I'm going to marry him. Like, this is the one. Like, and you walked out of the stall.
Why were you in the men's bathroom?
Because I died. I died in that moment.
Did I see you?
Yep. I was like, oh, fuck.
What did I say?
You're like, hi. I'm like, hi. I don't think you heard me, but I was dying. Like, this all happened. I was like, I'm actually dying. You kissed me that night outside and you gave me your number. And I remember
we made love that
night. We did not make love. We waited. And I'm not long. But I waited to call you. I didn't want to seem desperate. And then I texted you and then I was worried you didn't get my message. So I went into Mark and Fitz. Do you remember that?
Was it the next day?
Yeah.
Really?
I was like, hi.
That's bold.
I left you a message.
Did you really?
I did.
I don't remember that
You were
part.
Wearing a blue Lululemon zip up and it was all the way zipped to your chin.
Mm-hmm. Is that wrong? Why are you making fun of me?
It was so cute. And you had your blonde tips. My frosted tips. I was like, and you're like, yeah, I'm just working. And I saw, I'm like, okay. And I left. And then you said, hey, do you want to go out with me on a date?
When did I say
I don't know.
In the store?
No. You called. I died. I was dying. I was like staring at my phone. It's so funny. Like you had that pull over me. Mm. And I remember like I looked like such a loser on my date because I wore this like long skirt.
The dress you wore.
You did? Yeah. No.
It was like a lighter yellow kind of skirt.
Yeah, but yeah. I was like, and it was kind of ugly. I was like, what? I'm convinced the person that helped me pick it out wanted me to look
ugly. That is hilarious.
wanted me to look ugly.
Right? You know why she's laughing? Because I think there's some truth in that. And that's why she's laughing.
No, I know there is.
Really?
I know who helped me pick it out. Oh, and trust me, this isn't like, let's make Kimmy look as good as possible. No, this is like, let's make her look terrible. Anyway, it's all good. We don't need to go there, but I'm convinced on that. Mm. But that didn't matter. And I remember we just talked all night. You came back. We kissed. It was so good.
We went for dinner at where?
At the Rude Native.
Was it?
It was called the Rude Native then.
It was on the south side.
He pulled up in his dad's Beamer.
Yeah,
he paid with $50 bills. I was like, who is this guy?
I was like not new, but I'd only been living in Ontario for like a year. I was living out with my parents because we both, Mike and I, moved out from BC. So I didn't have a car. We didn't need
it. Yeah. Like, you didn't tell me it was your dad's car. And then I said to him, let's walk. And you were...
Oh, fuck. And it was so hot outside.
I am sorry.
And I was sweating my balls off on the way to the restaurant. Awful.
It was so... And I should have said, no, let's drive. But I was so nervous. I was just like, walking was better. And oh, my God. And then we just... The rest is history.
Nuts.
And Betty Hain, my resident the next day, told me that I ruined everything because I talked too much.
Mm-hmm.
Boys don't like that.
She's probably right, though.
She did. She's like, no, you probably talked too much.
Did you just talk nonstop?
I'm sure I did.
I can't remember. I'm sure
I did.
Really?
Oh, I was so nervous. I told you my whole life story. Everything. And then at one point, you were like, can I kiss you? I'm like, yes.
Did I ask you that?
Yeah. You're like, can I kiss you? I'm like, yes.
Was that at your house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In that dirty, dangy house. Yeah. I'm so embarrassed. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so fun. Okay, that is not what I thought we were talking about, but I had to tell you our story.
Look how much you're smiling.
I know. It's just so important to talk about this stuff.
And that was how many years ago?
Gosh, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
21 years ago?
20 years ago.
Gosh.
Crazy.
Yeah, I was 23.
Goes so
fast. I was 23. 20 years ago.
Yeah. It goes so fast.
And I still think I look the same.
You? You do. I don't think you look that different.
I cut my hair the same. My hair is the same when you met me.
That different.
Anyway, okay.
That was
so nice.
Diversion, but it was good.
Yeah, I didn't know whether any of you needed and wanted to hear the details of all that, but it was fun. And it was just like, I think that's maybe why I feel so strongly about us always working itself out. Because I believe like we're complete soulmates, and I mean that.
Really?
Yeah. That makes me want to cry.
Really?
Yeah.
So you believe in soulmates?
I do.
Okay.
Do you not?
don't say that. No, I don't know. Like, so like, I don't know. You think there's only one person for everyone out there?
I'm the one person for you.
I know you think that, but I think it's a little naive.
Oh, I think it's beautiful.
I think
romantic.
I think we all have different energies, and I definitely think your energy can match up with someone else in a beautiful way. I really believe that.
What?
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Yeah, we're gonna hash this out on the podcast right now.
Oh my God, I would have been a cat lady if you had died. What? I honestly say that. No way.
Oh,
not
if I
a
died.
Chance. With your heart attack.
You
not
never would have dated again?
I think
that's bullshit.
They would have had to be a special guy. It would have had to have been a special guy to tolerate me.
Not because I was so great, just to tolerate Kim. You always say that. You don't think you would have dated
You're
after.
So patient. You're so patient with me.
Okay, let's keep going. I like where this is going. No. What else do you love about me?
I love lots of things. But you should all do this with your spouse. Go reminisce on your first date and tell them, what do you love about me? I always say this to him and he never knows.
That's not true. I love everything about you.
Oh, that's not. It's too vague.
No, I actually.
Specific.
Okay, you're in your giddy phase right now. It's hard to talk to you. So I, like I said before, there's a lot of things I love about you. You're smart, you're funny, you're beautiful. But I think more than anything, I think it's hard to pinpoint specific characteristics in people. I really do. Because I actually think most people have a lot of good qualities. I think there's an energetic connection, and I'm not trying to be hokey, but I think there's an energetic connection between you and I that works. Now, is that because I have positive traits or qualities in this thing, you have positive traits? Yeah, sure. Yeah, there's like, you have to enjoy and like the other person and their traits, which we both do in each other, right? But there has to be an energetic connection. And I don't believe one person has just that energetic connection with one other person in 8 billion people on the planet. I don't believe that.
Mm.
No, I don't believe that. Yeah. It doesn't make our love less if you think you want to believe in soulmates, then think that. That's a beautiful thing to think. I don't think that's wrong. But I can have a different opinion.
But you're saying I'm not your soulmate. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you are. Well, yeah, you're my person. I'm with you the rest of our life. So yeah, you can, if that's how you define what you define your soulmate, then you can define it as your soulmate. Yeah, I mean.
I love that.
Do you honestly believe that? Don't kid around.
I definitely believe we are soulmates. I believe that we were like meant to meet. And we're supposed to be in
this
world together.
I think that's different.
Okay.
I think fate, destiny, or maybe it's not there. I think fate, destiny is like, putting two people together on purpose because you know some things are going to happen, but they, you could have done that with other people too. Like whoever's in charge of the whole picture could have done that with.
I can't imagine my life with anyone else. I think I'm just like, we've been in a situation where you did die.
Mm-hmm.
Came back to life after 10 minutes. So thank God. I'm so grateful. But no, like it would have been a completely different life for us. I don't know how well I would have even recovered from all that. You know, I don't know how well. So I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful how it all turned out.
I think you would have been great. I think you're strong enough. No, I really believe that. Like, I think you're smart enough and strong enough and have enough resources and skills to like, take care of yourself and the kids. I really believe that. Like, I don't think you would have struggled. I mean, apart from the obvious, sure, there'd have been a time where you have to mourn and stuff.
That's
because I'm so amazing. But you, but kidding, by the way. But you would have gotten through it. You're too strong. Like, you would have gotten through it.
Oh my God, yeah. I don't know.
And you have a good support system.
That true.
You have a lot of people that.
Well, I would have moved into somebody's bed with them in the. I always say to Dan and Christine, who are my very best friends, how would you have felt with me sleeping in the middle of you? Very platonic. Anyway, well, look at this. What? No, there's Dan's like my very best brother, other than Michael, my real brother. Okay, so this went. Completely sideways in the very best way. There's our life story.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to talk about a few things if you're still listening. If you're still here after my giddy excitement, that definitely just overcame me. And I love that I have that youthfulness still in me. I think it's powerful and beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think it's rare.
Mm-hmm.
And I really encourage you to go and talk to your spouse, book a date night, and talk about your first date and talk about why you love each other and, you know, be specific. That's the one thing I would say that you can improve on is stop being so vague. Be specific why you love me or what you admire or what specific characteristic you like. I like that rather than, well, you're great. That's not a good enough answer. It's too vague. So I think we can all get a little bit more gritty and appreciative and celebrate more uniquely. I think there's a lot of power in that. I think the way that you leave someone feeling is your power. And that's important. So don't be vague. Don't be like, oh, it was a great night. Why? Why was it a great night? You love someone? Why? Tell them why. Like, let's not leave this earth.
I love your energy and how you enter a room and people know you have magnetic energy. How's that? Is that good? I mean it. What? I mean it. No, I love, like, you have a very unique energy about you that I love.
That's nice.
What are you so giddy for? Jesus.
Because I think he's full of shit.
Stop. I feel like I compliment you all the time in this podcast. And I talk about all your amazing qualities.
Totally. I wasn't meaning you needed to edify me that. In that moment.
Well,
go
listen to the last 2 minutes. It sure sounded like that.
No, I was telling people that that's beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, sorry if you felt that way. So I think a couple things. Number one, this podcast took a total different turn.
Hold on a sec.
Sometimes, it was Meg.
Sometimes I think, it was Meg. That's
Thanks,
good
Meg.
Though.
I love you so much.
I think sometimes, I know Kim wants to just like value. Let's give advice, tips, which is great. And I think we do that. But man, sometimes you just got to chat and talk about that kind of cool stuff. And maybe it'll cause other people to reminisce about their first date. Cause I think that's important. It brings you back to a time period of excitement, right?
Another time it did. I was totally excited. Another time. I think we should go on a date tonight. Another thing that I remember is that one of my friends was like, when you called me back and wanted to see me after soccer, she's like, play hard to get. I was like, I am not playing hard to get with a guy that I have loved and wanted to be a part, like to be with
not,
for,
I wouldn't have been into that.
No, I was like, not a chance am I telling him I'm busy.
No games, man.
No games. I was like, yes. I was like, I'm available at 9 after my soccer game. Like I was...
No games.
No games. So just, I was proud of that I didn't listen to what everybody else said. And also the night where I met you, my one friend was ready to leave. And she's like, come on, we're leaving. I'm like, I'm not leaving.
Mm.
So it's make decisions that trust your gut, trust your intuition. You know, there's going to be people in your life that try to decide things for you or, you know, shove their objection or their input in your life it, no matter what age you are, you have to trust your gut and you have to trust your autonomy and you have to know that you have to trust what you're attracting. You have to trust what you're attracting. And if you are co-signing on somebody else's doubt, that will plague yours. In fact, this is important to know. When someone tells you that you shouldn't go do something, you've now put their power above yours.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember that. And remember your first date and the instincts you made based on love or giddiness or excitement. And reflect on how much of that is existing in your life right now. How much of that? How much of that are you actually showing? How much of this youthfulness and the love and the passion, like, is it there? Is it gone? Is it a bit available to be rekindled? Like, where are you at? So I wanted to leave that with you, right? I want to leave that with you. Because if you don't set a goal or you don't set an intention or you don't set a love in a relationship, well, it's been set for you then. Thank you for listening to our early love story and my ridiculous giddiness. I'm probably going to be like, don't you publish this. I sounded like a schoolgirl. But I think there is merit in hearing an excited side of me too, because I think all sides are beautiful of every human, and that's what celebrates the human experience. So
that's why I think a lot of feedback you get in your work that you do with women, I think and just when you speak at conferences, and what people comment about you is the energy that you bring into a room, or when you talk to someone, you leave them feeling a certain way. And I think when I introduced you to my family and I saw you interact with my grandfather at my sister's house about 2 or 3 weeks in, that's when I knew. It wasn't anything, that's when I knew, because I saw how you were with other people and how comfortable you were. And that was really attractive to me. Yeah, really attractive. I think we should end this podcast so Kim can go eat the rest of her dinner that she brought in.
Oh, I thought you were going to say this so we can go make out.
Oh, well, we could do that too. We could do that
too. Much
too.
Information. Okay. Anyway, go get it.
Go get what? Jesus. Bye, everybody.
You have been listening to the Fitz Life Unfiltered podcast with Jamie and Kim Fitzpatrick. Please share this with your friends, family, and everyone looking to level up in their life. Leave a review and smash the shit out of the subscribe button. All resources and contact info are in the episode notes. Thank you for listening.